Now, it's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good afternoon, Tiger fans, and welcome to Pruitt Hall Gymnasium for today's matchup between Delta State and your West Alabama Tigers. I'm Mark Gillum, and I'll be bringing you play-by-play for tonight's game, and I am joined by my good friend Daniel Tully, who will be on color commentary tonight. We have two games tonight. First will be the women's game, and second will be the men's game. The women are scheduled for a 5 p.m. tip-off, and the men will play about 30 minutes after the women's game concludes. UWA brings in a 15-10 overall record and a 9-8 GSC record into tonight's game, while Delta State brings in an 11-12 overall record with a 9-9 GSC record. And Delta State is led by number 11, Zaire Ewing, who averages 13.5 points per game and 10 rebounds per game. And number 2, Kayvon Shea Stackhouse. She averages 13.4 points per game and grabs 5.3 rebounds per game. Delta State is led by head coach Craig Roden and is assisted by Chelsea Rhodes and Ernisha Chapman. UWA is led by number 1, Tasia Garrett-Hammett, who averages 18.7 points per game and 6.8 rebounds per game. And number 2 for the Tigers is Bria Dent, and she averages 14.1 rebounds per game and 9.7 rebounds per game. UWA is coached by head coach Rusty Cram, and he is assisted by Veronica Ryan, Jeffrey Lovell, and Sydney Bozeman. Again, I am Mark Gillum, and I'm joined with Daniel Tully tonight. Tully, what are you looking for in this game?
Well, I'm looking for our women's basketball team to really set up an early lockdown defense. And, Mark, I'm sure you're aware, but this is a big matchup as West Alabama, Mississippi College, and Delta State are all almost knotted up with a conference record. West Alabama has the advantage with 9-8, but Mississippi College and Delta State both knotted at 9-9. And with us taking on Mississippi College after Delta State, this is a very big game. And each one of these teams, both tonight and the next matchup with Mississippi College, are all looking for a win to try to break this standstill that all the three teams are in right now. So hopefully the Tigers can take advantage of home court tonight, set up a good defense, and set up an early lead and, you know, build an early advantage here before we take on Mississippi College very soon.
That's right. We've got about 3.5 minutes till tip-off. So right now, obviously, it is February 24th. We're a couple days away from March Madness, and March 1st will be the first GSC basketball tournament game. The women will be on the road for that game, and the men will be at home here in Pruitt Hall. Right now, we're going to go over the current GSC women's basketball standings. Union is in first place with a 16-0 conference record. Valdosta State 16-2 in second place. Lee in third place, and they've already locked up the 3 seed with a 14-4 GSC record. And West Florida 13-6 has already locked up the 4 seed. And West Alabama is in fifth place with that 9-8 GSC record. Mississippi College sits behind the Tigers in sixth with a 9-9 record. And Delta State is technically tied with Mississippi College with that 9-9 record. And Delta State, Montevallo, 8-11 in GSC play. They are in the 8th place. The top 8 teams in the conference will qualify for the GSC tournament. And as they are right now, as the current standings are, UWA will be on the road at West Florida March 1st in that GSC game, in that GSC first-round tournament game. And if you're a Tiger fan, that should kind of excite you because we've got 2 wins this year against West Florida, 1 here and 1 in Pensacola. So we are very excited as we get closer to March here in Sumter County. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will go over the starting lineups for both teams. Actually, we got those in now, so we'll just stay right here and we'll go over it right now. For Delta State, it's going to be number 2, Kayvon Shea Stackhouse. She is a 5'8" senior from West Helena, Arkansas. And number 3, Elena Smith. The 5'6" guard, junior from Picayune, Mississippi. Number 4, Mariah Hurst. She's a 5'9" graduate senior, plays guard from Magnolia, Mississippi. And number 10, you can scratch Elena Smith from the starting lineup. That was an error in the last stats, so we are good. So it is Stackhouse, Hurst, and then number 10, Mackenzie Hill. She plays guard and forward, 5'8" freshman from Hazel Green, Alabama. And number 11, Zaire Ewing. Ewing is a 6'1" senior, plays forward from Natchez, Mississippi. And then number 23,
Takara Hicks. She's a 5'7" senior. She plays guard from Benoit, Mississippi. And for West Alabama, starting lineup will be number one, Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia is a 5'11" senior who plays guard and forward from LaGrange, Georgia. And number two, Bria Dent. She's a 5'9" junior who plays guard from Birmingham, Alabama. And number four, Jada Golden gets to start, 5'9" senior who plays guard from Coleman, Alabama. And number five, Lauren Lilly, 5'8" senior who plays guard as well from Montevallo, Alabama. And number 25, Justina Butler, the 5'7" junior who plays guard from Bloomington, Minnesota. So, the teams have lined up for the national anthem. We'll scratch that. West Alabama has lined up. Delta State is now lined up. So we will take a short break while they play the national anthem here at Pruitt Hall Gymnasium. If you're in the area, we'd love for you to come out and watch two huge GSC basketball games tonight. Again, I'm Mark Gillum, and I'm joined with Daniel Tully. We're going to take a short break with the national anthem, and we'll be right back with tip-off from Pruitt Hall. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here on the campus of the University of West Alabama as we get prepared for this GSC women's basketball game. We've already talked about the implications of this game with the GSC standings and as they are right now. Like I mentioned, UWA, if the GSC tournament began right now, the Tigers would be a 5-seed on the road in Pensacola, Florida, taking on the Argonauts of West Florida. I love saying Argonauts. They are 13-6 in GSC play, and the Tigers are 9-8 in GSC play. So they are now announcing the starting lineups. Public address announcer is Jason Gardner here at Pruitt Hall. It's free pizza night, so I couldn't think of a better reason to come out and watch the Tigers tonight. Get some free pizza here at Pruitt Hall. Dinner is on the Tigers. And so, Tully, what are you... So Monday night, the Tigers lost to Lee in a big game. Lee's a good team, good quality opponent. What are you expecting the Tigers to bounce back and do tonight?
Well, there's always a positive and a negative, and it's kind of like Coach Nick Woodruff talks about, you know, whenever a team loses, they're always kind of antsy, and you can always expect them to feel re-energized, rejuvenated, and have that antsy drive again. So I honestly feel like the Tigers have a bit of an advantage here coming off of a loss. You know, they're looking to get back on the winning side of that, you know, bracket, and they're looking to come off of that, and they're going to use all that energy from that loss, learning from what they didn't do, try to excel in those areas and do even better than what you may normally see.
That's right. That is wise words from Daniel Tully. As they announce the starting lineups here, they've just announced Delta State. Now they finish up with the Tigers starting lineups. We are about to get started here momentarily. We got a decent crowd here, as I'm sure folks will continue to trickle in as the evening goes on. We've got a big GSC slate tonight. We'll keep you updated on those games as we go throughout the night. And we are about to begin tip-off here at Pruitt Hall. Tigers are going to be in their home white jerseys with red stripes and red letters and red numbers. Delta State in their road green jerseys with white letters. Delta and State across the front, the black number in the middle. The head official brings the ball to center court. Tage is jumping for the Tigers. And the ball is in the air. Tip-off is won and controlled by West Alabama. Jada Golden picks it up. She crosses midcourt on the right wing. Gets it to Lauren Lilly, right wing now. Up top to Butler, to Dent. Dent dribbles it left side, the handoff to Golden. Golden brings it back out, right side to Lilly. Shot clock at 14 to Butler in the corner, to Tasia in the block. Tasia fakes the pass, goes to work, gets it to Dent. Dent the layup, and it's good. Tigers lead 2-0 here as we begin this basketball game.
And that's just something you love to see from the Tigers, that great ball movement, just allowing the cutters to come back door and get those easy looks.
That's right. As Stackhouse gets the ball inside to Hurst. Hurst gets it inside now to Ewing, and she turns around. Her shot is missed, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be Tiger basketball. Good start offensively and defensively here for the Tigers. As Jada Golden brings the ball across the court, dribbles it, top of the key now, gives it to Tasia, right wing. Tasia pump fakes, dribbles it. At the free throw line, the inside pass to Dent, right block. She goes up, and she gets the layup and fall. Makes the score 4-0 here, and she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot one.
And that's something you're going to see from the Tigers that are key to success tonight is going to be Bria getting going early, especially with the backdoor cuts. And then there, as you saw, using her strength to finish through contact. Nahir hopefully knocking down the free throw, and she does.
And she does. Makes the score 5-0 here with 9:04 remaining in the opening half. And we're going the other way. The Lady Statesman, Mackenzie Hill, dribbles it right wing now. Gets it up top to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, top of the key, dribbles it right side. Gets it outside to Hill. Hill drives in, kicks it back to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, top of the key, working against Bria Dent. Inside pass goes to Ewing at the free throw line. She turns around, jump shots up, no good. Rebound goes to Lauren Lilly. Lilly gets it to Jada Golden. Golden crosses midcourt, calls out the Tiger play. 8:30 remaining here at Pruitt Hall. It's a 5-0 advantage, West Alabama away. Butler to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key, right side to Golden. Golden to Lilly. Lilly in the corner, brings it up top to Golden. Golden passes it to Butler to Tasia. Tasia at the free throw line, pump fakes, drives in, brings it back out to Golden. Right wing, Jada, shot clock at 5, at 4. Jada dribbles it top of the key at 2, at 1. In the corner, the 3 ball by Butler. And she banks it in. 8-0 start for the West Alabama Tigers. 8:03 remaining. Timeout call, Delta State. And we will take a short break as West Alabama is off to an 8-0 start here in the first 2 minutes of the basketball game. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
And welcome back to Livingston, Alabama, and Pruitt Hall, where the Tigers are off to a blazing hot start, hitting every shot they're taking. Score is 8-0 as the Tigers lead, and Delta brings it across now.
Hill has it left side. Cross-court pass goes to Takara Hicks. Back to Hill in the corner. The three on the wing, rebound goes to Bria Dent. Dent going the other way. Tigers have numbers. 3-on-2. Dent to Butler. The layup blocked, and a foul is called. So Justina Butler will head to the charity stripe to shoot a pair.
And you love to see the aggression from the Tigers, just being physical and demanding that a call gets called by the referees down there. As Butler goes in, picks up the foul. You just gotta not give up on the play, no matter what. And in that, sometimes you're rewarded with a foul call. In this case, she is, and she knocks down the first free throw. Tigers are yet to miss. And I think I jinxed it right there. She misses the first attempt of the night, which happened to be a free throw. Tigers lead 9-0 as Delta has the ball. To left wing.
The skip pass inside goes to Ewing. Her layup goes up. No good, but she is fouled by number 5, Lauren Lilly. So, Ewing will head to the charity stripe to shoot two. Tigers lead 9-0 here, 7:28 remaining. Ewing from Natchez, Mississippi sets in. First one's up, and it's good. Makes the score 9-1.
And if you're Delta State, that's something you're looking at to try to get your offense going. Even if it's a trip to the charity stripe, you're trying to get anything going to that basket just to mentally, you know, get the motivation and confidence you need to keep letting it fly.
Jada Golden has the ball for the Tigers. Top of the key, dribbles it left side. Gives it to Lily in the left wing. Lily fakes the pass inside, up top to Butler. Butler to Tasia. Tasia, right side. The handoff to Golden. Golden, left side to Lily in the left wing. She drives in, stops, jump shot, no good. Rebound, Bria Dent. She goes up, buries the layup. 11-2, 7:05 remaining in the opening period.
That was a beautiful move by Lauren Lily there. Just didn't get the shot to go in. Luckily, Brent was there to clean it up.
Hill gives it right side to Hicks. Hicks, top of the key, left side to Hurst. Hurst to three. And it's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And they'll say Delta basketball. And lots of emotion from the Tiger bench there as it looked like it was out on Delta. But a referee says not, so it's Delta basketball. As Hicks has it right wing, dribbles it left side. Pass goes to Hurst, top of the key, left side to Stackhouse. Entry pass goes to Ewing on the block, working against Tasia. Shot clock at 10. She goes up. Layup's no good. Rebound, Bria Dent. Dent coming the other way with it now. Crosses the timeline. Right side pass to Lauren Lilly to Golden. Golden, right wing. Dribbles it left side to Tasia. Tasia, left wing. Stops. Spot up. Three ballers up. No good. In and out.
Sometimes you don't get the friendly roll on those.
As Delta State has it, the three ball is up, no good, rebound fought for, controlled by Ewing. Ewing on the right block, and she dribbles it, goes to work against Tasia, the layup is up, no good, rebound Jada Golden. Golden has it, right wing now, backs it up, resets things here for the Tiger offense. To Lauren Lilly, right wing, Lilly looking up top to Tasia. Tasia, left side to Jada Golden, bobbles it, gets it back, drives in left side, the kick out to Lilly, the three is up, no good, rebound fought for. Controlled by Lauren Lilly on the block to Bria Dent, and they call a travel on Lauren Lilly.
Zoe Watts will check in for Tasia, and Green Tigers, and a matchup to keep an eye on is going to be the bigs down low. Delta State seems to be running everything through number 11, Zaire Ewing, right now, so the Tigers are going to have to match up defensively.
Mackenzie Hill has it right wing, gives it right side to Hurst. Hurst, the long two-point shot is good, makes the score 11-4 with 5:28 remaining here in the opening period of play. Jada Golden crosses midcourt here at home over the Tiger logo. Lauren Lilly has it right wing. Lilly to Dent. Dent drives in left side. The layup goes out of bounds. And it'll stay Tiger basketball. Lauren Lilly inbounds it to Jada Golden. Shot clock at 14. Golden has it top of the arc. Dribbles it left side now, working against Hill. The entry pass is going to be stolen by Delta. Never mind, picked up by Bria Dent. Shot clock at 4 to Golden. Shot clock at 2 to Dent. The shot clock buzzer shot, and it gets stuck between the rim and the backboard.
That's pretty rare to see in women's. A wedge shot like that.
The Tigers number 1.
And
shot, Carol Clement.
bit of athleticism there by the referee.
That was about to be a steal for Delta State, and then the second effort by Bria Dent got the Tigers the ball back. So, nice hustle play to Bria Dent. And now, Duren has it for Delta State, gives it left side to Hurst. Hurst up top to Ewing at the free throw line. Kicks it out left side in the left wing. The drive in by Stackhouse, the layup, she banks it in, 11-6, Tigers lead it. With 4:38 remaining here in the first period of play. Justina Butler crosses midcourt here. Dribbles it left side, ball is going to be picked up and stolen away by Hicks, and her layup is up, and it's good, makes the score 11-8 now with 4:19 remaining. Tigers have not scored the basket in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Butler to Dent, left wing, looking. Up top to Tasia, right side to Butler. Butler fakes the pass inside, brings it back out. Right wing, the entry pass to Dent on the block. She goes to work, turns around, jump shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Delta State. That was Duren that came up with it, and now an injury timeout is called. Looks like Kayvon Shea Stackhouse is hobbling on her right ankle, maybe.
I think she took a shot to the stomach there. Might have got the wind knocked out of her. Hopefully it's nothing. Yeah, I think she's okay. She's going to sit down. I think she just needs a minute.
And so Chanel Kitchens checks into the game out of Jackson, Mississippi. Duren has the ball top of the key, working against Butler. Left side pass goes to Hurst. Hurst left wing, drives in left side. Her layup is up and no good, but there is a foul, I believe, on Bria Dent. And they get that one on Bria Dent. That's her first of the game. And that'll send Hurst to the charity stripe to shoot a pair.
Hey, Mark, I can't help but think about, you know, we have Stackhouse for the Delta State as well as Ewing, and I'm thinking of these legendary players like Patrick Ewing and Jerry Stackhouse. It's kind of funny when you have a couple players like that out here playing a game together.
I'm glad we're not playing against them. Zoe Watts gets the rebound as Hurst made one of two. Zoe Watts got the rebound, gives it to Butler. Butler crosses midcourt. Right side to Bria Dent. Dent, right wing, takes the pass, gives it to Watts. Watts turns around, spot up jump shot. She buries it. 13-9, 3:25 remaining here in the first period. So Duren gives the ball right side to Kitchens. Kitchens, right side pass goes to Hurst. Hurst gives it up top to Hicks. Hicks on the right wing, stops, step back three ball, and she buries it. 13-12 now, 3:04 remaining here in the first period. As Justina Butler crosses midcourt, gives it to Zoe Watts on the right wing. Watts up top to Tasia. Tasia dribbles it right side. To the corner, Justina Butler, the three ball is up, and she knocks one in. 16-12, 2:45 remaining in the first period.
And you love to see that quick fire three from the Tigers like that.
Duren, the entry pass to Hurst. Hurst on the free throw line, gives it out left side to Kitchens. Over to Hurst, in left wing three ball, and she buries it. Back-to-back threes here. Makes the score 16-15, 2:23 remaining in the first period.
Looks like Delta State's finally seen that ball go through and getting confidence up.
They've hit five of their last five. Bria Dent has it right wing. Looking. Gives it to Watts. Watts top of the key. The entry pass to Tasia. She loses it. And it'll be picked up by Duren. Duren coming the other way. Crosses midcourt here. The entry pass on the block. Ewing goes up. And her layup is good. And Delta State gets his first lead of the game.
That was a great pass.
17-16, Delta State leads it. Justina Butler gives it right side to Watts to Dent. Dent right wing. Inside to Watts on the left block, excuse me, and she loses it and it's picked up by Duren. Duren slows it down. And she gives it right side to Hicks. Hicks on the right wing. The entry pass to Ewing. Ewing right short corner. She pivots. Pivots again. Drives in. Goes to work against Tasia. And now she'll be fouled. Let's see if they get Tasia or Butler. And they get Justina Butler on the foul. And so Jada Golden checks in for Justina Butler. Looks like Butler might have got hit in the face.
think you're right.
And so Ewing at the foul line. She steps in. Her first one is up. And it's short. Hits the front of the rim. Sets in for the second free throw. It is up. And it's good. Makes the score 18-16 with a minute 25 remaining.
And I think we are in for a good ball game tonight. These teams seem very evenly matched so far.
As Jada Golden crosses midcourt, gives it to Watts. Watts dribbles it left side to Tasia. Tasia, left wing, all alone, three ball, no good. Rebound controlled by Delta State. Right side, Stackhouse has it. Right wing, the entry pass goes to Davis. The jump shot, and it's good. 20-16 with 58 seconds remaining. Cameron Davis checks in for Delta State. That was her that made the jump shot. To Dent, left wing, Tigers have it. 45 on the game clock, 18 on the shot clock. Zoe Watts on the block. She loses it, gets it back. Kicks it outside to Bria Dent, to Golden. Golden, back to Dent. Dent, right wing, shot clock ticking. It's at 8. At 7, Dent has it, top of the key, drives in right side, kicks it outside, ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay Tiger basketball.
And it's worth mentioning that Stackhouse is back in the game for Delta State. We're glad to see that she's okay.
Lauren Lilly set to inbound it. Shot clock at 4. When she does, to Golden. At 3, at 2, the 3 ball is up, and it's good.
That's a tough shot by the Tigers.
And they're going to count that as a 2 to make the score 20-18. As Ewing has it, gives it left side to Davis. Davis gets the ball up top to Hicks. Hicks, right side pass goes to Hill. She drives in, and they're going to get her with a walk. So Tigers trail 2 with 6.7 seconds remaining in the first period.
And they're going to get a chance to tie this up right under 7 seconds.
Watts gives it to Golden at 5. At 4, Golden has it right side at 3. At 2, got to do something. At 1, at 0, the shot is up. No good. From our angle, it looked like that was going in. But it is an air ball, and so we will head to the second period, trailing 2. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
And we're back here in Livingston, Alabama, in Pruitt Hall, where the Tigers are taking on Delta State in a very important marquee matchup here in the GSC standings. Delta State leads the Tigers 20-18 as we begin to tip off the beginning of the second quarter. And the Tigers are going to have the ball taken in from half court.
Ella Felkins has checked in, and she gives it to Jada Golden. Golden has it top of the key. Right side pass goes to Bria Dent. Dent, right wing. Gives it inside to Tasia on the block. Tasia fakes the pass, goes to work. She turns around, and they're going to get her with a walk, I believe, and they do. Tough turnover there for the Tigers to make it Delta State basketball. And so Hill has it, top of the key, right side pass goes to Ewing. Ewing, right wing, working against Falcons. Ewing gives it up top to Hill. Hill, top of the key, dribbles it. The pass goes left side to Stackhouse. She backs it back out. And she'll throw it out of bounds. towards the Tiger bench. It'll be West Alabama basketball.
And the Tigers are going to get another chance here to tie the ball game back up.
20-18 is the score, 9:20 remaining. Still lots of time for people in the area to come out and watch the Tigers in these huge Gulf South Conference games. The Zella Falcons on the block. Her layup is up and good. And that ties the game back up at 20 all with 9:08 remaining in the second period. Hill has it for Delta State. Crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Shot clock at 18. Right side pass goes to Stackhouse. Right wing looking inside. Gets it inside to Ewing. On the block. Her layup is up, and it's good. Tough basket there.
That was very tough. Impressive basket. And as I said earlier, that's going to be a big matchup to watch down low.
So Jada Golden has it. Gives it to Falcons. Falcons to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key. Pump fakes, drives in right side. Loses it, and it's stolen by Delta State. Coming the other way is Ewing. She drives in left side. Her shot goes up. No good. Rebound, Bria Dent. Excuse me, that was Hill that stole it and had the layup that missed it. So Jada Golden gives it right side to Bria Dent. Dent, right wing, looking up top to Tasia. Tasia to Golden. Golden left wing to Tasia, right side to Lily, right side. Inside pass to Falcons on the block. Then double team. She turns around, goes up, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Delta State. Coming the other way is Hill. Hill has it left wing now. She stops, gets the ball inside to Ewing on the block. She turns around. Her layup is up and no good. But she is fouled. So she'll head to the line of she two.
And Delta State knew what play they were going to run as soon as they got the ball across half court. When Falcons went down, I could see the look in their eyes. They were going to try to get the ball down low to Ewing. And they just kind of knew she was either going to make the basket or draw a foul.
And Justina Butler checks into the game for Lauren Lilly for West Alabama.
Glad to see that she's okay.
So Ewing sits in. Her first one is up. No good. Second free throw up and good. Makes it a 3-point basketball game. Delta State advantage. So the Tiger lineup, Ella Falcons, Jada Golden, Justina Butler, Tasia Garrett Hammett, and Bria Dent. As Jada Golden crosses midcourt, right wing to Falcons. Left side to Dent, left wing. Dent up top to Butler. Butler, right side to Jada Golden. Golden, right wing, up top to Dent. Excuse me, Butler, left wing now. Looking inside to Tasia on the block. Fakes the pass out to Butler. The three ball is up, and she misses it. Rebound saved by Jada Golden, and she gave it to Tasia. Tasia went to a layup, and she missed it, but she is fouled. So she's going to head to the line, is she too?
That was a great heads-up play by Golden there to save the possession and turn it into free throws.
A great hustle play by Jada Golden. Tasia Garrett Hammett sits in. Free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 23-21. Tasia sits in. The second free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 23-22.
And Zoe Watts is going to check in for Falcons now.
As Hicks has it, excuse me, Davis has it left wing, gives it to Hill. Hill back to Hicks. Excuse me, Stackhouse left wing. The entry pass to Davis on the block. Working against Bria Dent. She drives in. Shot clock at 10. Goes up for 2. And she gets the basket to fall. 25-22. Delta State leads it here at Pruitt Hall. Butler has it right wing. The entry pass to Tasia. On the block. Pump fakes. Needs help. Goes up for 2. Layup no good. Rebound controlled by Delta State. And so now coming the other way is Hill. Hill, top of the key. Right side pass goes to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, right wing. Shot clock at 16. Stackhouse, right side pass goes to Davis. Davis, right short corner. Kicks it up top to Hurst. Hurst, right wing, guarded by Jada Golden. Top of the key now. Right side pass to Stackhouse. Shot clock at three. Stackhouse, step back, jump shot's up. No good. Rebound goes to Delta State. And they pass the ball out to Stackhouse. She gives it right side to Hicks. Hicks pump fakes, drives in, steps back, jump shot's up. No good. Rebound goes to Bria Dent.
Tigers come up with a big stop there on back-to-back possessions.
And that's going to be Bria Dent's fifth rebound of the game. She's already got 7 points, and she's got the basketball left wing. Gets it up top to Butler, right side to Golden. Golden, right wing, up top to Bria Dent, left side to Butler. The entry pass to Tasia on the block. Tasia goes up strong, layup is good. 25-24 with 5:40 remaining in the second period.
Still a close ball game here, as neither team can seem to get the full advantage.
As we go the other way with it, Hill's got it. Gives it left side to Stackhouse. Stackhouse pivots, drives in. Excuse me, that was Hurst. And she kicks the ball outside to Hicks. Hicks, left wing, dribbles it top of the key. Right side. Gives it up top to Stackhouse. She drives in left side, goes up. Layup is up, no good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Bria Dent. Dent crosses midcourt, and she's going to slow things down now. She gives it to Jada Golden. Golden, right wing, to Dent. Dent, left side to Justina Butler. Butler, to Golden, to Dent, right wing. Shot clock at 15, up top to Butler, to Golden. Entry pass to Tasia, gives it to Watts. Watts goes up, layup is up, and no good. In and out layup there, but she is fouled, so she'll head to the line and shoot two.
And great court awareness there by Tasia, because the past few times that she's gone down low and the Tigers gave it to her, they've immediately sent a double team, sometimes resulting in a triple team. So Tasia quickly feeding it over to Watts for a forced foul was a great awareness play.
And that brings us to a media timeout. Tigers trail Delta State with 4:49 remaining. Score is 25 Delta State, 24 West Alabama. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Fly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services, from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall Gymnasium here on the campus of West Alabama. Zoe Watts at the charity stripe for the West Alabama Tigers. She sets in. Shooting two. First one is up. And it's good. Makes the score. Oh, knotted up at 25 with 4:49 remaining.
And Mark, if you're a Tiger, you've got to be feeling pretty confident right now, because the Tigers have 7 turnovers to Delta State's 2, and the Tigers are now leading 26-25, even with 5 more turnovers.
That's right. As Hill crosses midcourt, right side, right wing, dribbles it, top of the key. Left side pass goes to Kitchens. Kitchens, left wing, top of the key now. Drives right side, brings it back out, goes back in, kicks it outside to Davis. Davis, right wing. Entry pass goes to Hill. Hill on the block, goes up strong, layup is up, and it's good. 27-26, Delta State leads it again with 4:20 remaining here in the second period.
Just a back-and-forth matchup.
You can tell both of these teams want that 5 seed.
They understand what's at stake.
They do. Tasia Garrett-Hammett's got it for the Tigers. Gives it outside to Jada Golden. Golden, left side to Bria Dent. Dent, left wing, up top to Butler. Right side to Golden. Golden, entry pass to Watts, and a foul is going to be called and whistled on the green. And they're going to get number 4, Mariah Hurst. That's her first personal foul of the game. Delta State with 5 team fouls in the game. West Alabama with 4 team fouls. And so Bria Dent set to trigger it in for the Tigers. To the corner, Butler. Up top to Golden. Shot clock at 18. Golden top of the key. Left side to Bria Dent. Dent left wing. Entry pass is going to be stolen by Hill for Delta State. And so now she's got it top of the key. Dribbles it right side. Gives it up top to Kitchens. Kitchens, left side pass, goes to Maxwell. Maxwell, left wing pass, goes now to Hurst. She gives it left side to Hill. Hill, left side to Hurst, the entry pass, and now they're going to get Jada Golden with the foul.
And Ewing's going to come back in for Delta State.
And she will replace Cameron Davis. And so Hill set to inbound it, and she does. Pass goes left side to Hill. Hill left wing now, working against Butler. Shot clock at 15. The entry pass goes to Ewing. The layup is up. No good, but she is fouled. So she's going to head to the foul line to shoot two. They get Zoe Watts on the foul. So Ewing will set in. She's already got 10 points with 4 rebounds tonight. 1 assist as well. Her free throw is up. No good. She is 6 for 9 tonight from the charity stripe. She sets in for the second one. It is up, and it's good. Makes the score. Now 28-26. Delta State leads it with 3:12 to go here in the first half. Jada Golden's got it for the Tigers. Gives it to Watts, right side. The entry pass to Justina Butler. And she loses it, and it hits the line. So it'll be Delta State basketball.
And if you're the Tigers, you've just got to do a better ball, like taking care of it. I mean, 8 going on 9 turnovers now is just getting out of hand. You can't win a ball game when you give up 1 out of every 2 possessions.
Hurst gives it right side to Hill. Hill looking, gets the ball inside to Hurst. The jump shot's up, and it's good. Makes the score now 30-26 with 2:45 remaining in the second period. Jada Golden crosses midcourt here at home over the Tiger logo. Right side to Justina Butler. Butler, right wing. Takes the pass, gives it to Watts. Watts, top of the key, right side to Butler. Butler inside to Tasia. Tasia on the right block. She goes to work. The layup is up, and it's good. Might have been a foul call, but they didn't call it. 30-28, now with 2:21 remaining in the second period. Hill, right side pass goes to Kitchens. Kitchens, right wing, gives it up top to Hurst. Hurst, the entry pass goes to Ewing. Ewing turns around, jump shot's up, no good. Rebound, Bria Dent. Dent now with 7 rebounds. Justina Butler, right side to Golden. Golden, back to Butler. Butler, right wing, up top to Tasia. Tasia to Golden. Golden, left wing, back to Tasia. Tasia to Bria Dent. Dent, right wing. To Golden, left side to Justina Butler, and Butler almost lost it, but she got it back. Bria Dent's got it, shot clock ticking, it's at 6, at 5, at 4, she drives in to Watts. Ball goes out of bounds, it'll stay Tiger basketball with 2 seconds remaining on the shot clock.
The Tigers, number 5,
Lauren Lilly will check in for Jada Golden for the Tigers with 1:36 remaining in the second period. Lauren Lilly will inbound it. 2 seconds on the shot clock, 1:36 on the game clock. Lilly sets in, looking to Tasia. Tasia left block, goes up. No whistle, and they finally get a late whistle. So, nice shot by Tasia Garrett Hammett to get fouled. That was on number 11, Zaire Ewing.
I don't think there's much to argue there, but their coach seems to think so. The name of the game right now is still definitely turnovers for the Tigers. You've got to do a better job taking care of that ball. And not only would you probably – there goes a technical foul issued on their coach.
So Craig Roden picks up the technical foul. No, they don't.
I thought he called a technical.
I thought he did too. And now he
there
does.
There it is.
There it is. So Craig Roden picks up a technical foul. Delta State's coach, and this might be a good time to mention that he graduated from West Alabama in 1978. So he's a Tiger at heart, wanting to give the Tigers some points. Understandable.
Not sure what he said, but he definitely picked up the technical foul. So Tasia Garrett Hammett will be at the charity stripe for the Tigers.
Mark, I think he may have also thought that, I think that first call was a warning, and he probably thought, like us, he might have got a technical, so he probably was arguing what he thought was a technical, which then resulted in an actual technical.
We'll go with it.
Either way,
yeah, either way, it's a technical. So Tasia Garrett Hammett makes the first one. Second one is up, and it's good. Makes the score 31-30. West Alabama leads it. She gets one more now. She is a 81% free throw line shooter. So she sets in. Next one is up. And no good after I say the free throw percentage. I just might not say that anymore because it seems like all season, every time I say that, we end up missing a free throw.
It happened to me earlier.
So Tiger basketball. Tigers lead it 31-30 with 1:32 remaining, and it's Tiger basketball. Butler's got it. She gives it to Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia, left wing, spot up three, ball is up, and she knocks it home. 34-30, Tigers lead it with a minute 22 remaining.
That's a very big swing for the Tigers.
It is. That is a 6-point swing, I believe. We were down two, now we're up four. Delta State's got it. Hill drives in, and she'll get whistled for a foul. She won't get whistled, but they get Zoe Watson a foul. That's a tough one there.
I think she inadvertently tripped her up.
That's kind of what it looked like happened. So, Hill. Will set in. First free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 34-31. We've got 1 minute and 11 seconds remaining in the second period.
You know, I tell players all the time, just because you accidentally foul somebody doesn't mean it's not a foul. And I think that was the case there. Nothing done intentionally, but it's still a foul.
And so now the score is 34-32 after Hill makes the second free throw. Daniel Tully is the intramural referee sometimes.
On the side, yes.
So Justina Butler's got it for the Tigers. Gives it to Rose Smith, to Tasia Garrett Hammett, top of the key, drives in, kicks it outside to Butler, in the corner, backs it out. The back entry pass to Tasia, right block. And she goes to work. She turns around. Pump fakes. Goes up strong. No good. Rebound controlled by Delta State. 30 on the shot clock. 46 on the game clock for Delta. Kitchens has it. Skip pass to Ewing. She drives in left side. Excuse me. Ewing has it now. She goes up. The layup is up. No good. But she is fouled. And the Tiger faithful here is not happy about that call. And Bria Dent. That's her second personal foul of the game.
I've got to say, as a referee, that's really out of your zone of call. So for him to be calling that all the way back there as a trail ref is, maybe he saw something that the lead ref didn't, but from us, as you can hear here in the gym, a lot of people not happy with that, don't really understand that call.
And so they did change it. It was initially called on Bria Dent, but they changed the call to on Tasia. And so that's good. Tasia's got one foul. Bria Dent has one foul. Excuse me, Bria Dent's got two. And the second free throw is up and good for Ewing. Makes the score all tied up at 34 with 36 seconds remaining. So Tiger lineup, Rose Smith, Justina Butler, Tasia Garrett Hammett, Bria Dent, Lauren Lilly. We've got 30 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. Butler picks it up, and she brings the ball across the court, crosses midcourt on the right side. Gets the pass right side to Lauren Lilly, right wing, up top to Tasia at 20 on the shot clock. Tasia, right wing, dribbles it now, drives in to Butler. Butler, the three ball is up, and she knocks it home. 37-34 with 16 to go in the first half.
Tigers have three made three-pointers, all from Butler. So if somebody's going to shoot, I want it to be her.
Hurst has it right wing at 6. At 5, the jump shot's up, and it's good. 37-36, Bria Dent inbounds it to Butler. Butler is knocked down.
And no call from the referees.
That was a tough one. And Coach Graham is asking about that, I believe. Maybe not about that. He's definitely asking about something.
And as a referee, you try not to call a last-second foul such as that one. So I can understand it in a sense. But when a player gets literally knocked to the ground, it's hard not to blow that whistle.
So Tigers lead it 37-36
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will bring you some halftime team and individual stats. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLI 1049.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolet, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to the Pruitt Hall Gymnasium here on the campus of West Alabama, where the Tigers lead Delta State in this GSC basketball game, 37-36. We've got about 12 minutes remaining, and we've got a birthday to celebrate. We want to give a big shout-out to Leah Watts. I believe that is Zoe's sister watching. It is her birthday today, and she is down in Auburn, Alabama. So we want to wish her a happy birthday, and we appreciate her listening all season and today. So now we're going to go over the halftime team and individual stats. And for Delta State, we'll do West Alabama's. For West Alabama, Tasia Garrett Hammett's got, well, my computer, if you've listened all season, you know it freaks out on me sometimes. As we let it load, again, West Alabama leads it 37-36 at the break. And we're good now with the computer, as Stackhouse has 4 points for Delta State. She's also shooting the ball 2 for 5 from the field. 1 assist, 1 foul, 1 turnover, and played 14 minutes in the first half. Hirsch with 9 points, 4 for 5 from the field, 1 defensive rebound, 1 rebound, 1 foul, and played 16 minutes. Hill, 4 points, 1 assist, 1 foul, 1 turnover, and 1 steal, and played 18 minutes in the first half. Ewing played 15 minutes and has 13 total points, 4 rebounds, 2 fouls, and played 15 minutes. Hicks, 4 points, 1 rebound, 2 rebounds, 1 offensive and 1 defensive, 1 assist, and one steal and played 15 minutes in the first half. And Davis has 2 points for Delta with one rebound. It was a defensive rebound. One assist, one foul, and played 8 minutes. And Kitchens played 6 minutes for the Lady Statesmen. And now we're going to look at West Alabama's individual stats. Tasia Garrett-Hannett, 12 points for the Tigers, 3 for 7 from the field, 3 assists, 2 fouls, 3 turnovers, 1 block, and played 19 minutes in the first half. Bria Dent, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 foul, 1 turnover, and played 20 minutes in the first half. Jetta Golden, 2 points, 1 for 2 from the field, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 foul, and played 16 minutes in the first half. Lauren Lilly for the Tigers played 14 minutes, and she's got 2 rebounds and 1 foul and 1 turnover in the first half. Justina Butler for the Tigers is got 12 points, 4 for 5 from the field, 3 for 4 from beyond the arc, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 1 assist, 1 foul, 3 turnovers in 16 minutes to play. And Rose Smith for the Tigers played 1 minute. Ella Falcons played 2 minutes and got a basket with 2 points. And Zoe Watts played 12 minutes, and she's got 2 points and 2 fouls and 1 turnover for the Tigers. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to look at some team stats for the first half of the game. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on SLA 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here as West Alabama leads Delta State 37-36. We've got about 7 minutes until we begin the second half. We'll go over the team stats. First, for Delta State, 50% from the field on 12 of 24 shooting, 25% from beyond the arc, only shot 1 for 4, 79% from the charity stripe, 11 for 14, 2 turnovers, 10 points off of the Tigers' turnovers, 11 total rebounds, 8 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds, no second chance points, 2 bench points, 12 points in the paint, no fast break points, no blocks, 5 steals, 6 assists, and they led in the first half for 11 minutes, and that is Delta State's team stats. For West Alabama, shot the ball 52% from the field on 12 for 23 shooting, and 40% from beyond the arc on 4 for 10 shooting, and 82% from the free throw line on 9 of 11 shooting, 9 turnovers for the Tigers, and 2 points off of Delta State's 2 turnovers, and 12 total rebounds for the Tigers, so they out-rebounded Delta State by 1, 9 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds, 4 second chance points, 6 bench points, 12 points in the paint, no fast break points for either team, 1 block, no steals, 7 assists, and this game has been tied 4 times, and it's been tied for 52 seconds. We've had 5 lead changes. West Alabama has led for 8 minutes and 4 seconds. And Delta State has led for 11 minutes and 4 seconds. And so that is both teams' team stats. And so now we will look at what other games are going on in conference play right now, momentarily, as we get my computer loaded here. So at halftime, excuse me, let's see.
Well,
So going on in Huntsville, Alabama, Mississippi College is leading UAH 20-17 with 7:24 remaining in the second period up there in Huntsville. And trying to get a live score update from Union and Shorter and Christian Brothers and Lee, as those are the other two games going on, along with the UAH and Mississippi College game and our game here tonight. But my computer is acting up, so I cannot get it to load right now. And now we do. So, at halftime, Christian Brothers is trailing Lee 42-22, that game being played in Cleveland, Tennessee. And so that is that score update. And Shorter and Union, they are playing. And so 65-40 in the fourth quarter. Union leads Shorter. That game being played at Shorter tonight. And so that is your GSC scoreboard update. And so we're going to take another break as UWA leads Delta State here at the break, 37-36 with 3:27 to go until we begin the second half. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
And we're back here on the campus of West Alabama, where you are tuning in between the matchup between the UWA Tigers and Delta State. And it's a big one here, as the game is close. Scores 37-36 in favor of the Tigers. As we've gone over the individual and team stats, teams are here shooting around, preparing for the start of the second half of this game, also known as the third quarter for women's basketball. And you can't help but wonder what was said in the locker rooms for each. Both teams were doing several things well. Also, some things need to be watched. If you're the Tigers, that just happens to be turnovers. You know, you can't help but wonder if the turnover ratio wasn't 9-2, would you be up by more rather than just 1 point? And if you're Delta State, you can't help but wonder, you know, maybe if you take a couple more three-pointers, would you be leading this ball game? So, a couple of points of interest here for the game. We're going to see what exactly is said as it's going to be on display for us in the game plan. And we are about to get back underway with 35 seconds left. Teams are starting to get a couple of last second preparations here in a quick little huddle as we are about to get back underway. And the ball is passed out to midcourt for the referee. And we're going to see if maybe the referees themselves actually talked amongst each other about some of these calls that they were having in the first half. A couple of no calls from some refs, a couple of extra calls from other refs. So we're going to see what teams were said, what the officiating staff has said, and what the players do with the information they were given. So on the court for Delta State will be Ewing, Hill, Stackhouse, Hurst, and Hicks. For the Tigers, Zoe Watts, Justina Butler, Tasia Garrett Hammett, Jetta Golden, and Bria Dent. And so Hicks will inbound it, and the second half is officially underway here in Livingston, Alabama. Delta State gets the ball left side to Stackhouse. Stackhouse gets it back up top to Hicks. Hicks drives in, kicks it out to Stackhouse. She drives in, top of the key, left side to Hicks. Hicks, left wing, pump fakes. Right side pass goes to Hurst. Left wing, Hurst has it. Left side pass goes to Hicks now. Shot clock ticking. It's a 10. She drives in on the GSC logo. Turns around. Jump shot. It's good. Delta State leads it 38-37 with 9:32 to go in the third period. Bria Dent, right wing. Dent up top to Butler. Butler, left side to Watts. Watts dribbles it. Finds Golden cutting. Stops the jump shot. No good. Too strong. Tasia the rebound. She goes up left-handed. No good. Too strong again. She gets the rebound. Goes back up. And she is finally called for a foul. So she'll head to the line to shoot two.
And that was an impressive rebound. Offensive rebound by Tasia. Just a crowd around her. And she goes up and gets her own missed shot there.
Not going to say what Tasia shoots from the foul line, but it's a pretty good percentage. First one, it's up. It's good.
I think we can say that.
38 all, 9-12 remaining. As Tasia sets in for the second one. Dribbles the ball a couple times, sets in, and the shot is up. And it's good. 39-38, Tigers lead it by one here with 9-12 to go in the third period. Ewing gets the ball right side to Hicks. Hicks, right side, drives in. Stops, spins around, jump shot, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Ewing. And she gives it to Stackhouse, and the layup is up and good. Makes the score now 40-39. Delta State leads it. Back and forth here as we begin the second half.
See which team gets a stop first.
Jada Golden, top of the key. Dribbles it right side to Dent. Dent, right wing now. Looking. Gives it to Watts. Watts stops, the jump shot's up, no good. Rebound goes to Ewing. Ewing now has 6 rebounds in the game. Left side pass goes to Hurst. She drives baseline, goes up, layup is up and good. Puts Delta State up 3 now. So Jada Golden crosses midcourt. Dribbles it right side, the handoff to Watts. Watts dribbles it left side now, stops to Tasia. Tasia, left wing, all alone, 3 balls up. And it's good. My goodness. Ewing was daring her to shoot that ball.
That was almost disrespectful if you're a basketball player. And Tasia makes her pay as Ewing literally turned her back on her.
So Hurst has it. The entry pass to Ewing. Ewing on the block. Goes up. No good. But she is fouled by Zoe Watts, I believe. By Zoe Watts. So that will be Zoe's third personal foul of the game.
Tigers number 5, Lauren Lilly.
And I mean, Tasia Garrett Hammett in conference play, she's shooting the ball from 3-point land 42%.
She can shoot. Usually when she misses, it's barely. Like, the ball will just shoot back out. It's not like she's missing these by a lot.
And Ewing misses the first free throw. So score is tied up at 42. 7:50 to go in the third period. Ewing sets in. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Puts Delta State back up 1 now. Jada Golden crosses midcourt. Dribbles it left side. The handoff to Tasia. Tasia dribbles it right side now. Right side to Dent. She drives in. Stops. Goes up. Layup is good. But they call a charge on Bria Dent.
Wow.
And Bria Dent barely hit her.
I don't know how he's calling that a charge. Bria was definitely there first.
And Pruitt Hall seems to agree with us, as that was a rough call. But we move on. Stackhouse has it left wing. Delta State leads it by 1. Hurst, 1 dribble, jump shot's up. No good. Rebound goes to Ewing. She goes back up. No good. Rebound controlled by Jada Golden. Golden coming the other way now. Crosses midcourt. Gives it to Lauren Lilly on the block. And when she loses, it goes out of bounds. Basketball stays. Tiger basketball.
You cannot tell her that she did not try to save that. She definitely tried to save that ball.
She did try to. So Lauren Lilly gives it to Golden. Golden, the quick jump shot, no good. Rebound controlled. And Ewing, and so Delta State comes up with the ball. Tasia Garrett Hammett fell to the floor due to a little pushing from Ewing, but no call was made again. So Hurst has it right side, and now she's called for a travel. That might be a makeup call.
She knew that she traveled. That's why she shook her head there. Sometimes you just accidentally get caught on that island. And what's interesting, Mark, is we're seeing a development of not only a close game, but a big matchup between both impact players, Tasia and Ewing.
Golden gives it left side to Lily. Lily left wing, up top to Butler. Butler, right side to Tasia Garrett Hammett. She pump fakes, hands it off to Golden. Right wing three ball, no good. Rebound goes to Ewing. That is Ewing's ninth rebound of the game. Going the other way now. Ewing, excuse me. Hill flips it off to Hicks. Hicks, right side pass goes to Hurst. Hurst, right wing, drives in, stops. The jump shot's up. No good. Rebound. Bria Dent. Dent crosses midcourt, top of the key. Driving right side, flips it off to Justina Butler. Butler to Golden. Golden resets things here now for the Tiger offense. Right side to Butler now, right wing. Shot clock at 17, up top to Dent. Dent to Golden. Golden left wing, back to Dent. Dent, right side to Lily. Lily inside to Tasia on the block. Tasia goes to work. Layup is up. No good, but she is fouled. I believe they get Ewing, and they do. That is going to be Ewing's third of the game. So we will see what they do. And looks like they're going to sub her out. So Ewing goes to the bench with 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 fouls.
You can't help but wonder if that foul right there was kind of a, hey, coach, get me out of here. I need a breather.
And Tasia makes the first free throw, makes the score even at 43 again with 5:58 to go. Folks, if you're not here, you need to be driving here right now. As Tasia makes the second one, 44-43. Tigers lead by one with 5:58 to go in the third period. Hill crosses midcourt on the right wing. Dribbles it now top of the key. Left side pass goes to Stackhouse. Stackhouse left wing. Entry pass goes to Hicks. No, excuse me, Davis. And she missed her layup. Rebound controlled by the Tigers. Golden has it left wing to Tasia. Tasia top of the key. Right side to Butler. Right wing now. Up top to Lily. Lily left side to Golden, and it's going to be ripped away and stolen by Hill for Delta State. She drives in. The layup is up, and it's going to be swatted out of bounds by Lauren Lily. And so it'll stay Delta State basketball, but good defense there by Lauren Lily. And so Delta State will inbound it. 27 on the shot clock. And Davis has it. She gives it left side to Hill. She drives baseline. The reverse layup is up and good. My goodness. And she is fouled, so she'll head to the line and shoot one. Tough basket there.
Wow. That had a certain degree of difficulty on that shot with a ever so slight kiss off the top of the backboard.
So Hill sets in. Looking to put Delta State up two here in Pruitt Hall. The first one is up, and it's good. 46-44 now. Jada Golden has it for the Tigers. Walking the ball across the court. Top of the key, dribbles it left side to Dent. Dent at the free throw line, drives in right side. The layup, no good. Rebound goes to Delta State. Stackhouse drives in, spins around. Stolen by Jada Golden. Jada Golden coming the other way with it. Gives it left side to Justina Butler. Back to Golden. Golden drives in. Finds Bria Dent cutting. Dent goes up. Kept the basket. The foul. Bria Dent ties the game up at 46. And she'll head to the line looking to put the Tigers up one. And I believe we'll have our media timeout. And we will. So we are all tied up at 46 again with 4:49 to go in the third period. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here in Livingston, Alabama. Bria Dent at the foul line. She's got 9 points, looking to get 10. She's also got 8 rebounds and 1 assist on the night. She's played 20 minutes in the game so far. So she sets in at the charity stripe. She gets the ball, dribbles it a couple times, rolls it in her hand, free throw is up, and it's good. Makes the score 47, West Alabama, 46, Delta State. 4:49 to go in the third period. So Davis crosses midcourt, dribbles it left side. Left side pass to Stackhouse. Left wing, the entry pass, and a foul is going to be whistled on Justina Butler, I believe. And that's who they get. That'll be Butler's second personal foul of the game. And so Hicks will trigger it in for Delta State. The entry to Stackhouse, top of the key. Shot clock at 17. Pass goes inside to Davis on the block, and they call an offensive charge on Delta State's number 12, Cameron Davis.
I'm not even sure I agree with that one, Mark, but either way, I think the Tigers would have got the steal. So
I agree with that. Both of these last two charge calls have been questionable. Maybe that one was a makeup, as Lauren Lilly has it right wing. Lilly takes the pass, dribbles it. Left side to Butler. Top of the key. Left side to Golden. Golden on the left wing. The entry pass to Dent. Left block. She pivots. Drives in. Kicks it outside to Butler. Butler back to Dent. On the block. She goes up. The layup is up. And it's good. 49-46. Tigers lead by three with 4:05 to go in the third period. So Hicks has it. Left wing. Hicks. Top of the key. Left side pass goes to Hurst. The three ball is up. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Tasia's coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt on the left wing. Gives it to Butler. Butler to Golden. Golden right side to Lilly. Lilly on the right wing now. Dribbles it. Stops to Tasia. Tasia on the right block. She turns around to Dent. Dent goes up. The layup. No good. Rebound is going to be controlled by Delta State. Hicks has it. And she gives the pass off to Davis, and Davis is walking the ball across the court. Excuse me, that's Hill. Hill, top of the key, dribbles it left side. Left side to Stackhouse. The entry pass, the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Tasia Garrett-Hammett. Tasia's got 4 rebounds now with 3 assists. Jada Golden, right side to Lilly. Lilly, right wing, 3 ball is up. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Tasia Garrett-Hammett tried to save it, but it went out of bounds, so it'll be Delta State basketball.
And here is Ewing, as I thought we would see very soon. She is now checking back into the game.
She'll check in and get Hurst. And now for West Alabama. Number 11, Augusta Arnold, checks into the game for Jada Golden. Arnold, the freshman out of Greensboro, Alabama. As Hill, top of the key, left side pass goes to Davis. Davis on the left wing. Dribbles it now. Stops. Left side pass goes to Hicks. Hicks, top of the key. Backs it out. Right side pass goes to Ewing. Ewing on the right wing to Hicks. Hicks left wing. Shot clock ticking. It's at 8. Hicks drives in. Loses it. Gets it back at 5. Gives it offside. Excuse me. To Davis. Davis drives in at 2. At 1. The jump shot. No good. Rebound Ewing. She loses it. And it'll be picked up by Butler. Butler gives it to Dent. Dent's coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt. Driving in. Layup is up, and it's good. 51-46, 2:21 to go in the third period. Tigers lead by 5 with 2:12 to go in the third period. Delta State's got it. Hicks, top of the key. 3 ball is up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. And now a timeout will be taken by Delta State head coach Craig Roden. So we'll take a short break. West Alabama 51, Delta State 46 with 2:07 to go here in the third period. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall, where West Alabama leads Delta State 51-46 with 2:07 to go. These two teams are fighting for fifth place in the GSC tournament that will begin on March 1st. The women will be on the road for the first round. If they win, they'll be playing at Samford. And now we will reset the shot clock or the game clock to 27. And Kevonche Stackhouse checks into the game, as well as number 42, Grace Watson, for Ewing. So Ewing goes out. Butler crosses midcourt. Left side to Dent. Dent left wing. Drives in. Stops. And they get her with a walk. So that is the 12th turnover of the game for West Alabama. And so Duren crosses midcourt. Right side pass goes to Watson. Watson right wing, looking up top to Davis. Left wing to Stackhouse. She drives in. She stops, loses it, gets it back. And they call something. Call a foul on Justina Butler. So Stackhouse will be at the free throw line shooting two. She sets in. First one is up. No good. In and out. So Stackhouse sets in for her second free throw. It is up. And it's no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Lauren Lilly. Lauren Lilly gives it to Dent. Dent gives it to Butler. And Butler's coming the other way with it. To Dent. To Arnold. Arnold left wing. Gives it to Lilly. Lilly, top of the key, right side to Butler. Butler right wing, inside to Dent. Dent right block, turns around, jump shot, layup. It's good. 53-46, 1:19 to go in the third period. Duren, top of the key. Left side pass. Goes to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, the entry pass, stolen by Justina Butler. Butler coming the other way with it. Right side, drives in to Dent. Dent, under the basket, to Arnold. Arnold, the layup, no good. Rebound, fought for, controlled by Duren of Delta State. Duren crosses midcourt. Dribbles it right wing now. Gives it up top to Hicks. Hicks, top of the key. 19 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Right side pass goes to Davis. Davis kicks it outside to Hicks. Hicks at 11. She drives in. Kicks it outside to Stackhouse on the left wing at 8. The entry pass to Davis. Davis left short corner back to Stackhouse. The 3 as the shot clock buzzer sounds, and she buries it. 53-49 now. 24 seconds to go in the third period. Justina Butler walking the ball across the court. Tigers are going to hold for the last shot of the third period. Butler gives it to Dent. Dent has it at 10, at 9. Dent waiting to go. At 6, at 5, at 4. Bria Dent's got it at 2. At 1, drives in, gives it to Arnold, the layup. And what do they call? They caught an offensive charge on Bria Dent. And that will be Bria Dent's third personal foul of the game. And so they'll put 0.2 seconds on the clock.
And the officials felt strong enough that that should have been a foul, that they were going to put time back on the clock to make sure that she was awarded that foul, which is, if you're the Tigers, something that is a bit of a hit, because every extra foul is one closer to taking time away from a crucial player like Bria Dent.
And so Tigers lead it here 53-49 as we begin the fourth period of play. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall on the court for the Tigers. Ella Falcons, Jada Golden, Lauren Lilly, Tasia Garrett Hammett, and Augusta Arnold. Delta State still in their timeout, so we don't know who they'll have on the court. But Tiger foul trouble. Bria Dent's got three, and Justina Butler's got three. And both of them are sitting right in front of us here on the bench. And so I'm sure they'll get a break, and then they'll go back into the game. So Falcons inbounds it to Golden. Golden to Arnold. Arnold right wing, looking inside the Falcons. Falcons turns around, shot block, goes out of bounds. It'll be Delta State basketball. On the court for Delta State is Kitchens, Ewing, Stackhouse, Hurst, and Hill. And we have a stoppage here as Hill gets her shoe tied. And we are good to go. Double knotted as Hill crosses midcourt on the right side. Top of the key. Left side pass goes to Kitchens. Kitchens drives in, spins around, and passes it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off of Ewing for Delta State, I believe. So it will be Tiger basketball. Ella Falcons gives it to Jada Golden. Golden crosses midcourt. And she throws it away to Ewing. Ewing gives it to Stackhouse. Stackhouse left wing. And she passes it off to Hurst. Hurst on the left wing to the corner. As Ewing has it. No, excuse me, Kitchens. Kitchens gives it up top to Stackhouse. Stackhouse inside pass to Hurst. She drives right side. The layup, it's good. They wave off the basket. They say it's on the floor. So no basket. That is on Augusta Arnold, her first of the game. But Augusta Arnold checks out. Bria Dent checks back into the game. And so Delta State set to inbound it. Stackhouse looking. And she gets it in to Hurst. Hurst on the right wing, back to Stackhouse. Stackhouse drives in. She stops, spins around, and they call a walk on her. So that is another Delta State turnover. They're now up to 9 on the game. And so Jada Golden crosses midcourt. Top of the key, dribbles it left side to Bria Dent. Dent left wing, looking, gives it up top to Tasia. Tasia, top of the arc, pump fakes, drives in right side, goes to work against Ewing, and they call an offensive charge. That looked like the right call, but a tough one for people here in red.
You've got to be willing to give that ball up to avoid the charge if you're the Tigers.
So we've got 8:41 to go. Tigers lead by four against Delta State. Delta's got it. Hurst on the right wing. Hurst looking. Gives it up top to Kitchens. Left side pass to Stackhouse. Stackhouse on the left wing. Pivots, drives in. The floater is up, and it's good. 53-41, 8:24 to go in the ballgame. Jetta Golden, top of the key. Dribbles it right side. She stops, needs help. Gives it to Tasia. Tasia right wing. Tasia stops. Three ball is up, and she knocks in another one.
We're not going to say her percentage, but she can shoot those very well.
56-51, Tigers lead it. 8 minutes to go in the basketball game. These teams are fighting for the fifth seed, y'all. As Stackhouse left wing, dribbles it. Up top pass goes to Kitchens. Kitchens, top of the key. Right side pass to entry pass to Ewing. Ewing goes up, and she is fouled, so she'll head to the line to shoot two. And I believe they got Bria Dent. And they do. That is her fourth personal foul. And so now, Zoe Watts checks in. Justina Butler checks in.
And if you're Dent, you've got to be aware of the foul trouble. That's why that charge at the end of that quarter was big. And you've got to be aware of that because now she's going to the free throw line anyways, and it's forcing you to go to the bench.
So 56-52 as Ewing makes the first free throw. Ella Falcons also checked out as Zoe Watts checked in. So Ewing, the second free throw, it's up. No good. Rebound, fought for, controlled by... Who's going to get it? They call a jump ball? And no, they call a foul?
Surely not. They called a foul on Delta State.
They call that one on Chanel Kitchens.
I'm not quite sure how, but...
So Jada Golden walking the ball across the court for West Alabama. Top of the key. Left side pass goes to Butler. Butler left wing. Takes the pass. Gives it to Tasia. Tasia top of the arc. Right side to Golden. Golden right side to Lauren Lilly. Lilly stops. Pump fakes. Entry pass to Tasia on the block. Tasia spins around. The layup. No good. Rebound fought for. Controlled by Ewing. Ewing gives it to Hill. Hill top of the key. Left side pass goes to Stackhouse. Stackhouse left wing. Looking. Drives in. Stops. The entry pass to Ewing. The reverse layup is up and good to make the score 56-54.
And that was an impressive pass.
It was. As Jetta Golden has it right wing. Up top to Watts. Left side to Butler. Butler left wing. Takes the pass. Up top to Lilly. Lilly right side to Golden. Golden right wing. Inside to Watts. Watts on the block. Goes to work. Spins around. The layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. It goes out of bounds. They'll say Tiger basketball. And Lauren Lilly gets it into Butler. Butler to Golden. Golden top of the key. Left side pass to Lilly. Lilly drives in at three on the shot clock. The layup. No good. Fought for. Rebound is. And controlled by Delta State. And so Hill crosses midcourt on the right side. The entry pass to Ewing. The layup. It's good. And we're tied up at 56 again.
The entry pass that Delta State has delivered these last two possessions is amazing.
So Jada Golden hands it off to Watts. Watts dribbles it left side on the left wing. Left side to Tasia. Tasia left wing drives in. She stops the layup, and it's good. Makes the score 58-56.
And Tasia's learning from her mistake there. That time she uses the Euro step to avoid what would have been a charge and get the bucket.
And so now Delta's got it. Left side pass goes to Hurst. Left side ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. That ghost defense is the best defense sometimes. So Bria Dent checks back into the game with four fouls. Justina Butler out there with three, as well as Tasia Garrett-Hammett has three. Tasia Garrett-Hammett also with 24 points. Golden, top of the key. Up top to Tasia. Tasia, top of the arc. Pump fakes. Drives left side. Kicks it outside to Golden. Golden left wing. Three ball is up. There is it. 61-56. Tigers lead with 5:22 to go.
She was calling for that one. She knew she could hit that one. She was ready for it.
Stackhouse has it left wing. Stackhouse passes it up top to Hicks. Back left side to Ewing. Ewing, left short corner. Ewing has it. 11 on the shot clock. Goes to work against Watts. Ewing drives in, and a blocking foul is called on Zoe Watts. That is a tough one there, as
and that's exactly what a veteran player like Ewing is going to do with as much hype that's happening in the gym right now, understanding the point of this ball game, going to use the free throws and get the foul calls to kind of calm everything down and slow the game back down.
And so that brings us to our final media timeout. We'll take another break as West Alabama leads Delta State 61-56 with 4:58 to go here in the basketball game. You're listening to UWA Women's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Pruitt Hall here in Livingston, Alabama, on the campus of West Alabama. Currently, West Alabama leads Delta State 61-56 with 4:58 to go in the basketball game. On the court for the Tigers is Justina Butler, Tasia Garrett Hammett, Jada Golden, Zoe Watts, and Bria Dent. Tiger foul trouble. Tasia has three. Bria with four. Zoe Watts with four. For Delta, Ewing has three and Davis has three. Delta set to inbound it. Hicks gives it up top to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, top of the arc. She pivots, working against Bria Dent. Right side to Hicks. Hicks, right wing. Shot clock at 12. Entry pass to Ewing. Ewing on the right block. Goes to work against Watts. Spins around the layup. No good. Rebound goes to Bria Dent. And a foul on Ewing. And that will be her fourth of the game. No, excuse me. I am right. Fourth personal foul of the game. And so Ewing will head back to the bench. Ewing has got 11 rebounds and 19 points with one assist.
And that looked like a frustration foul there. I think she thought she was fouled and didn't get the call.
Bria Dent gives it to Watts. Left side to Golden. Golden left wing. Up top to Watts. Right side to Butler. Entry pass to Tasia, and a foul is going to be called on number 12, Cameron Davis for Delta State.
If you're Delta State, you'll take that because that probably would have resulted in an easy layup for Tasia.
And so Bria Dent set to inbound it here with 4:27 to go in the basketball game. Dent looking, fakes the pass, inbounds it up top to Watts. Right side to Golden. Golden dribbles it left side. Shot clock at 16 to Bria Dent. Left wing, entry pass to Tasia on the block. Tasia being double teamed, backs it out. Cross court to Jada Golden, and it'll go out of bounds. Tough pass there, and so it'll be Delta State basketball with 4:15 to go. Hicks gives it left side. Delta State's got it on the left wing. Stackhouse gives it up top to Hill. Hill back to Hurst. Hurst, left side pass to Stackhouse. The three ball is up, and she knocks it home. 61-59 with 3:53 to go here in the basketball game. Jada Golden has it for West Alabama. Top of the key. Dribbles it. Right side. Picks up a dribble to Dent. Dent left wing. Dribbles it. Working against Stackhouse. She stops. Up top to Butler. Right side to Golden. Golden to Dent. Dent left side to Butler. The three ball is up by Justina Butler. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Delta State basketball. And we've got a 30-second timeout, so we will just stay here for this one. We've got 3.5 minutes remaining in the game. Tigers have a 2-point advantage. Tigers are dealing with some foul trouble right now as Watts has four, Dent's got four, and Tasia Garrett Hammett's got three. And Justina Butler's got three. I don't know if I mentioned that. So Tigers dealing with foul trouble.
This ball game is far from over. 2-point ball game, 3.5 minutes. That could seem like an eternity when you're fighting for a win like both of these teams are tonight.
Delta State out rebounding the Tigers by 125-24. Delta State shooting the ball 49%. West Alabama shooting the ball 44%. Shot the ball 52% at halftime. So Delta inbounds the ball. Hicks gives it back to Hill. Hill on the right wing. Right side pass goes to Stackhouse. She drives in. The layup, it's good. Excuse me, that was Hurst that drove in. Makes the score 61-all with 3:17 to go. Dent, right wing for the Tigers. Up top to Watts. Watts, top of the key, left side, and the ball is going to be stolen by Hill. She drives in right side. Her layup, it's good. Delta State leads it. So Jada Golden crosses midcourt, calls out the Tiger play. Delta State on a 7-0 run. Watts has it to Tasia. Tasia, top of the key. Pump fakes, drives in left side. The layup, it's up, no good, but she is fouled. So she'll head to the charity stripe to shoot a pair.
And Marcus, something as small as not getting that bucket to fall right there is huge when you are going on the opposing side of a 7-0 run. The Tigers need something to fall so mentally they can get that into their head and feel confident shooting once again. So if you're Tasia, you really wanted that shot to go in. These free throws are nice, but you really need a shot to fall.
And Tasia makes the first free throw. Puts the Tigers down by one now. Second one is up. And it's good. Makes the score 63-all with 2:46 to go in the basketball game. Hill dribbles the ball, coming the other way with it. Top of the key, working against Jada Golden. Top of the arc, dribbles it left side to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, excuse me. Delta State's got it on the block. The layup is up and no good, but they are fouled. And so Hill will head to the free throw line to shoot two. And we are tied up at 63 as Hill sets in from Hazel Green, Alabama. The first one is up. No good. Hits off the back iron. So Hill sets back in at the charity stripe. Takes a deep breath. The free throw is up, and it's good. Puts Delta State up one. Jada Golden crosses midcourt. Dribbles it left side. She stops. Left side pass goes to Lauren Lilly. Lilly up top to Butler. Butler top of the key to Tasia. Tasia dribbles it right side to Golden. Golden top of the key. Dribbles it right side. Cross court to Lauren Lilly. Lilly, left wing, drives in. Shot clock at 7. To Dent. Dent on the block, goes up to Tasia. Tasia, reverse layup is up. No good. Rebound control by Stackhouse for Delta State. So Hill, coming the other way, top of the key. Dribbles it left side. Shot clock at 17 now. Hill, right side pass goes to Hurst. She drives in. The layup is up and good. Makes the score 66-63 with 1:36 to go. Jada Golden, top of the arc. Dribbles it. Stops to Tasia, and it's going to be stolen by Hill. Hill's driving in left side. Her layup is up. No good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be West Alabama basketball.
Tigers dodging a bullet right there as Ewing checks back in for DSU.
And now Coach Rusty Cram will take a timeout. We've got 1:23 to go. Tigers trail by three. Coach Cram probably going to try and draw up a play here because you got to get a good shot on this possession. Don't know how many more possessions there will be in the game, but this one will matter. And right now, looking at the personal fouls, West Alabama has 19 on the evening, and Delta State with 14 total personal fouls. West Alabama with 18 turnovers and 10 turnovers for Delta State. So that has been a big difference in the game. And looking at points off of turnovers, Delta State has 20 points off of turnovers. West Alabama has 12. So Delta State's got 20 off of the Tiger 18 turnovers. Delta State leads it in the rebounding category, 26 to 25. Shooting the ball 51%. And so this one's got a ways to go.
And I'll tell you, Mark, the Tigers have been lucky so far in the game with the amount of turnovers and the poor shooting that Delta has done from the free throw line. This game could be a lot worse, but the Tigers really have to buckle down and tighten those shoelaces if they want to pull out this win.
So Bria Dent inbounds it to Jada Golden, and we are underway here as Golden crosses midcourt, hands it off to Dent. 1:19 to go, Tigers trail by three. To Tasia. Tasia, right wing, drives in. The layup, it's up, no good. And rebound controlled by Delta State. Stackhouse came up with it. Stackhouse hands it off to Hill. Hill crosses midcourt, left side to Stackhouse. Stackhouse on the left wing. 20 on the shot clock. 57 on the game clock. Hicks, top of the arc. Hicks is looking. Begins to dribble it. Left side pass goes to Stackhouse. Stackhouse, left side. Right side pass goes to Hicks. Hicks on the right wing, drives in to Ewing on the block. And ball is going to be poked out of bounds. And so it will go out of bounds and be Delta basketball. There's 1 second on the shot clock. So Delta's got a catch and shoot here. And Coach Craig Roden is going to take a timeout. He realizes the importance of this possession as
30-second timeout.
This is a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here again.
Now, what you have to realize on this possession right here, the referees are more than likely not going to call a foul because you're really not going to have time to attempt or actually create a foul if you're Delta State. So Delta State's got to look for a simple catch and just put the ball up. You're not going to get bailed out by a foul unless it is on the inbound. So the Tigers have to be coming up with just don't foul and come up with an offensive play. They just need a bucket to keep them in the game on this next possession.
So for Delta State, it looks like it will be Hill inbounding with 1 second on the shot clock, 41 on the game clock. Hill gets it in the corner and throws it into Ewing, and it's going to be stolen by Tasia Garrett Hammett. Tasia's coming the other way, crosses midcourt, hands it off to Lily, up top to Golden. 24 on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock. Jada Golden's got it for the Tigers. Tigers trail by three. Lily, right wing, looking, up top to Tasia. Tasia pump fakes, drives in, kicks, no, she goes up for the layup, and it's good. And so now the Tigers trail by one with 22 to go. And a quick timeout is going to be taken by Delta State head coach Craig Roden. Tasia made a good play.
That was a slow Euro step.
And as she was driving in, I saw Justina Butler in the corner wide open and thought that Tasia might kick it out to her. And she didn't. I think Tasia made the right call on that one to get the points, get the 2 points, and now it's going to be a game of free throws, and I think they've made this a full timeout, so we'll continue to stay here. We've got 21.6 seconds in the game.
Now, if you're the Tigers, you may look at something. Now, Delta State, they're going to try to put in probably their best free throw shooters here, because if you're the Tigers, you could commit an off-ball foul on somebody such as Ewing, who has not shot the best tonight, and force them to beat you at the line. Now, Delta State is shooting 65% from the line. So, if you're the Tigers, unless they start hitting shots randomly, most of the time they're going 1-for-2 each time they go to the line. So, watch for the Tigers to possibly commit an off-ball foul if they do not get the steal or force a turnover by violation.
And so both teams break out of their huddle. Again, Delta State 66, West Alabama 65 with 21.6 seconds to go. Both teams are playing for a 5 seed. The winner does not get the 5 seed. Still some other things have to happen, but both teams can get the 5 seed if they keep winning. And so Delta State will trigger it in with 22.0 seconds. And now an official's timeout.
He was in the wrong position, Mark.
And so he gets in position, and Hill will inbound it with 22 on the game clock. The inbound to Ewing. Ewing on the left wing. Ewing has it, being triple teamed, and the foul.
And there it is. Coach Cram just telling Jada to foul Ewing. Because as said, Ewing has not shot the best. She's shooting decent, but she's not shot the best from the line.
She's 11 for 16. She's got 19 points and 11 rebounds and 4 personal fouls. So she sets in. She sets in. The first one is up, and it's good. Makes it a 2-point ball game, 67 to 65 with 18 and a half to go. Second one is up, and it is good. Makes the score 68-65. If you're watching on our live stream, we apologize, but the camera just went out. We're going to work on getting that back up for you here during this timeout.
And with 18 and a half seconds left on the clock, the Tigers unfortunately did not get the gamble that they wanted right there as Ewing hits both free throws. Now, luckily, fouling Ewing there was the best call because while she did hit both free throws, it gives the Tigers the most time to score again. Now, if you're the Tigers and you can get a quick basket, preferably a 2, you don't necessarily want to gamble on a 3 because of the free throw situation by Delta State. If you're the Tigers, you want to try to get a quick 2-point basket and then take another gamble on the free throws. I'm willing to bet, unless, again, Delta State starts hitting these clutch free throws, you want to take that gamble of them missing one of two from the line as opposed to you having to tie the game on a go-ahead, or in this case, it'd be a tying 3-point shot. So the Tigers are going to look for a quick ball advancement here coming out of the timeout and a quick 2-point basket, preferably. You don't turn down the three if it's wide open, but you are going to try to take the easier basket there, even if you can draw the foul and go to the free throw line. And then that in change gives you a bit more clock to work with Delta State on offense. And as the Tigers prepare to inbound the ball in this half court, Lauren Lilly will inbound it from the sideline. Movement by Butler. Jada Gold's going to have it at the top of the key. She's going to go to the left wing. Butler's going to have it, and it's going to be a tie-up jump ball as Delta State is going to win it. And the gym is not happy. Delta State is going to create a jump ball scenario right here, and it looks like the Tigers are going to have to foul immediately, as they will, and that's going to be free throws for Delta State.
And if you're watching on our live stream, we just got the camera back up and running. I apologize about that. That was the worst timing possible for that to happen. So we apologize about that, but we did get the camera back up.
Again, all that you missed is the Tigers attempting to run a play. Delta State reaches in perfectly, reaches into the cookie jar, and ties it up. And there is the miss by Delta State that I was talking about. Unfortunately, the Tigers do not get the basket as we were hoping for. This does give Tigers a sense of hope, though.
So Stackhouse sets in at the charity stripe, shooting the second one. It's up, and it's good. Makes Delta State up 69-65. Jada Golden gives it to Dent. Dent coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt, top of the key. She's got to go. Drives in, loses it, out of bounds. It'll be Delta State basketball.
And, Mark, you can't help but to think that might have been the nail in the coffin. Just turnovers tonight for the Tigers.
So Delta set to inbound it. 6 seconds to go. And quickly, Hurst catches it in the foul.
You can only do so much to win a game. You have to control the ball to give yourself a chance. And the Tigers just, for whatever reason, unable to do so right here in the crucial possessions to end this game.
So Hurst sets in. First free throw, it's up. And it's good. Makes the score 70-65. And the second one is up, and it's good. Makes it a six-point game. Bria Dent to Tasia. Tasia coming the other way with it. Crosses midcourt at three. At two, the three is up. And she banks it home to make the score 71-68. And Delta State gets the basketball, and they inbound it, and that will be the ball game. Delta State gets the win here against West Alabama. Delta State improves to 12-12 overall and 10-9 in GSC play. West Alabama falls to 15-11 and 9-9 in GSC play. So that is going to do it for us for the women's game. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back with the men's basketball live stream for you to watch it. And, again, I'm Mark Gillum, who brought you play-by-play, and I was with Daniel Tully on the radio. We're going to take a short break as well, and we're going to come back in about 15, 20 minutes for the men's game. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you watching on our UWA Athletics YouTube live stream. We appreciate you listening on Slide 104.9. Go Tigers!